Yeah, having my head shoved into the steps of the Ulster Bank in Ranelagh, cold butt of a gun put into the back of your skull. That's a moment where you go, okay, yeah, I think this one's up.
How does a high-flying academic become one of Ireland's most prolific bank robbers?
What I would see as the most important part of this still lies open.
I'm Not Here to Hurt You, a brand new series from the award-winning team behind the Indo Daily.
That November day, that's where it all begins.
Out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen and follow the Left Wing Rugby podcast with me, Will Slattery, and Luke Fitzgerald.
I hope that they kind of keep it calm, keep it measured. I think if you get those things right, I think they've got the best potential and headroom in terms of how far they can go and what kind of performance they can deliver. They'll have a great day.
Every week on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this week's Big Tech Show, how will the latest developments in artificial intelligence affect your life? Will you get new powerful personal assistants? Are you in danger of something terrible happening? We explain what's going on.
Just a couple of weeks ago, Anthropic, which is OpenAI competitor, their startup lab, actually founded by former OpenAI employees, they actually eclipsed GPT-4 only just a couple of weeks ago with their latest model, and the internet went crazy. This is just better than GPT-4 at everything. So OpenAI had to respond to that.
The Big Tech Show, available on all podcast platforms.
Welcome to Real Health with me, Carl Henry. Folks, it was only by coincidence that my next guest took up yoga as a way to stretch for running. She saw it simply as a physical practice, but little did she know where the practice would take her. I'm delighted to be joined for our first ever yoga-based episode by yoga teacher, female entrepreneur, and contestant on The Apprentice UK, Maura Rath. Maura, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Carl. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
We're delighted to have you in. So we're going to start back to basics.
Yep.
Tell us how you got into yoga, and then we'll tell our listeners where it took you and from a business perspective. But how did it all begin?
So I'll speed up this story. I moved to New Zealand in 2011, and I started to run, and I was feeling tight, and there was a lot of talk about yoga in New Zealand that time. So I said, you know what, I'll give it a go. I'll jump into a class. And then fast forward, probably about 3 years of finding the teacher that I really connected with. That being said, after every class, my head would feel lighter. I'd feel more positive. I started to get onto this kind of manifestation buzz. My energy was lifted. And obviously, I was getting more flexible, stronger. And it was all just kind of, I was just feeling great and I was getting more obsessed. And then I went to this one teacher, I give her all the credit, Lizzie, in Auckland. And it was something she did in the class. And it was just that little explanation of yoga is like a thing that can help you connect with your body, mind, soul, and just be in harmony. And whatever I did with my breath that day, I was like, I need to do this forever.
Okay. Wow. That was the moment.
That was the moment. Now, there's a few other moments too. I went on a yoga retreat and that really did shift things. And then fast forward, I went and I said, I wanted to go to the birthplace of yoga to do my training. So back in 2017, I headed off to India for a month to do what you call a 200 hours, which is your qualification. I was like, I'm going to do a 200 hours and then I'm going to teach yoga on the side and this will fill my cup.
So you left your job?
Left my job. Now it
was a big life decision.
Big life decision, but I was moving country. Okay. I was abroad and I was moving home to Ireland. So I kind of had to leave my job to do that.
Okay.
And I was like, the yoga will just fill my cup a little bit on the side. Went to India for a month, turned into 3 months, did my advanced training, and I've been teaching ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was that moment, that breath? What did the teacher do?
I think it was just the moment of maybe it was me letting go. She guided me into like a safe place. And yoga can be, there's so many different styles out there. And the way she kind of led the classes was that you connected with your body more. And I suppose I just got fully out of my head, got into my heart, as cheesy as that might sound, and stretched it out and sweat it. And after the class, I was like, I want to do this. I need to do this. Now, it took a good few years of confidence, of practicing to build the right time or to get the right time to go to India and do my training. And even in my training, I kind of said to myself, oh, I'll go back to my real job. I'm making little inverted commas here because this is what I taught, a real job. I didn't class a yoga teacher as a real job at the time. So after kind of building the confidence, I suppose, in my body, as well as in my practice, in my mind, and then I just started to teach and I loved it.
Was that a scary leap to make that decision that I'm going to do this full time? This is going to be it. It is actually a real job.
Yeah, you know, it was a scary leap, but sometimes I think I'm someone that loves a little bit of fear. Mm-hmm. Like I like to get uncomfortable to get comfortable, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I pushed myself out to do it. But when I made that decision, I'm going to be a yoga teacher, there was never a doubt. There was never a time that were like, oh, I can go back to my other job. I knew I could do that, but I didn't want to. So there was a lot of hustling. Hustling that we probably don't talk about in the yoga world. It might sound like a dream, you know, forget the 9 to 5 and go and teach a couple of hours a day. But
it is hustle though, isn't it? And like, I've been around the fitness industry for a long time. And when you're starting out, particularly for people starting out with classes, you do have to hustle. Absolutely.
You absolutely. Like I was getting into every studio I could find. I was like, please give me a chance. I'll teach for free. You know, I know I can do this. And I taught the kind of dream when I was in India. Oh, I'll work a couple of hours a day. I'll be happy. You know, I'm let going of money, everything like that. Do what makes me happy. But realistically, 9 to 5, that's what you do in a regular job. Mm-hmm. You might know yourself, Carl, in a business, there's no such thing as 9 to 5. Like it's 12-hour shifts. It's day in, day out. But when you're doing what you love every day, it's easy. It can be tiring. There's challenges along the way. But from that kind of 2018, you know, getting really stuck into creating a business, I haven't stopped and I'm still going.
And was yoga trendy or big in Ireland at the time when you came back?
Definitely not. I came back and I was like to my friends, I'm going to be a yoga teacher. Like people were looking at me. No, my family were always so supportive, but they were kind of like, yeah, right. And it wasn't really until, I feel like this is the biggest blessing of lockdown. It wasn't really until 2019, my classes started to fill a bit more. And then in 2020, when the world shut down, sadly, one thing that we could really do, and I took to online, was yoga, because all you need is your mat mm-hmm. and all you need is someone to guide you. So I think 2020 really was the gift of COVID, I think, in Ireland, was yoga.
And you weren't doing much, were you doing much digital work before that?
I was doing no digital work.
Okay.
So I was only in studios, only doing in-person events. And then when I had no choice, I decided to take to my Instagram and just, it was really that day, I remember that very day so vividly that it was like, we got this announcement, we're going to close for 2 weeks. And I was like,
well, yeah, Leo came down the steps, just like he did today, by the way, as we record. He came down the steps for a different reason today, to leave his job. But there we go. I remember that. It's very vivid. Yeah, of course.
And we were like, there's 2 weeks. And I went home and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to cancel all of my work. Mm-hmm. I have no work. Yeah. But I got on my mat that day, flowed for about half an hour, and then I felt myself again. And I just went onto my Instagram and I was like, I had a very small following at the time. And I was like, guys, I'm going to just do online yoga from Monday or tomorrow for free. If anyone wants to just join me, I felt better. It's reset me. I'll do it for 2 weeks. And it just grew. And I ended up doing it for like 13 weeks. Wow. And then my online Yoga with Moore studio was born from that.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, that's a very sped up story. There's been a few speed bumps along the way as well.
Tell us about the speed bump, because people often think that business, it's straight, it's easy, it's, you know, that your journey's been very straightforward. And the speed bumps are always the fascinating bits.
Yeah. Like, I suppose a big one is my whole life was my business and is my business. I don't have children. I do have a husband. But like, I suppose my social life and everything, I've chosen my business over the last 6 years. And I've chosen to put myself fully in it. So, you know, I had no distractions from, you know, early morning to bed. It's all I think about is about spreading the yoga word. And, you know, I've tried different projects. I've launched an app that didn't work. You know, that was a big investment.
Apps are funny, aren't they?
Oh, gosh. They're very funny, especially when you build a custom app. So I suppose I was just new. I didn't know that you could build like a white label app test it out. So yeah. I moved away from an app and now I've got my website, which is so smart, so clever. And it just makes yoga really accessible.
What are the challenges?
What are the challenges?
Yeah, come on, tell me more. Tell me more. We're not getting off that easy.
I would definitely
say. So there's an obsession component to it, which is you're obsessed with your work, and it's all you do. It's what you do, and that drives you to grow it.
More. Yeah, another big, I suppose, it was getting people into my classes, it's probably, it's not something we talk about online, you know. There were so many months and even 2.5 years where I would have 1-2 people show to my classes. Wow. You know, this wasn't paying the rent. And I always just put myself forward. I never like cancelled a class ever in my whole time from teaching. I've never cancelled. If it's one person showing, I'm still there. And that can be very disheartening. Also, yoga retreats.
How do you keep going then? For people, so people listening and starting out in the position that you were in, I was there years ago too,
yeah,
where there is a person or two people or it's, you know, how do you keep going? Is it belief? Is it self-belief? Or
I think it's belief, but also you need evidence to have belief. Mm-hmm. So there was times where I was teaching a class and I was getting incredible feedback. And I had that evidence then. People were like, okay. And I knew I was a good yoga teacher. So that evidence helped me on the days when I had 1 student, 2 students, because I was like, I know it will eventually get easier. It will get better. And I suppose that helped me. Yeah. So that would be another, you know, when I had this vision, you know, early on my journey, I did a yoga retreat and this really helped me. And I was like, I want to bring yoga retreats to Ireland. Yeah, I feel like no one's really doing them. You know, my first yoga retreat, I got loads of my friends to come and my cousins to come. And, you know, it cost me money to run it. And, you know, even I was telling people, they were like, this is mad, Maura. And I was like, no, if I can just show that this is incredible,
yeah,
you know, I have content for it. I was still hosting a real yoga retreat, but sometimes you have to do that. And then people were able to build the trust in me.
Do you have an entrepreneur kind of minded family?
I do. Okay. No, not yoga.
No, but in terms of just being, you know, that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, like I didn't really know I was an entrepreneur starting yoga. I was doing it because of the passion and the love I have for the practice.
Yeah.
But then when I started getting into the business side, I was starting to really like it. You know, my dad has had tons of businesses, from a vegetable farmer to a builder to a shop. You know, my brothers are all working different trades, you know, mm-hmm, security companies, everything. I suppose my whole family is that. So I was always hearing that at home.
Yeah.
That being said, none of their businesses are on social media. So it's very different to my business as well. But I suppose I'm from a family that always just believed in me, and whatever idea I had, they were like, go for it. And maybe that's helped me push, but definitely has helped me push on.
Chat me about the challenges then of social media, of Instagram.
Yeah, I suppose.
Or are there?
There is challenges, Carol. I think, like, I really try and just, I'm just myself on social media. Yeah. That being said, when I'm having a not so good day or everything's going wrong with me, you know, I'm getting a car park ticket, I'm almost late, like I almost was late here, you know, I'm sweating, I'm not sharing that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's been untruthful or just only sharing your highlights. Mm-hmm. I definitely only share my highlights.
So do I. Yeah. I think that's, yeah.
And I feel like sometimes, you know, there's just a lot of negativity on the news, everything going on. I'll keep it positive.
Mm-hmm.
A struggle, I suppose, is showing up online.
Okay.
Showing up online sometimes. You know, sometimes we get so into our head. I don't know if this is for you. I'm either a feast or a famine. I'm posting really good stuff for a couple of weeks and keeping really people connected. I'm giving them loads. You know, it's helping my classes. It's spreading yoga. And then you'll hear nothing from me and I'm just stuck behind the scenes in the business.
Yeah.
So I suppose that struggle, because, you know, like a growth mindset, the more you can be on social media, the more you're going to grow your business. So there's like a little saying, it's like working, instead of working in the business, working on the business. Mm-hmm. Is that making sense?
Yeah. And does your hubby kind of pull you aside and say, oh, you need to go back on Instagram now? Or does that come naturally?
No, he definitely doesn't. He's allergic to Instagram. He's like, don't put me on it. But I definitely have to just pull myself in, I suppose. Okay. Like I have, he's definitely someone that is behind with his attention to detail. And he's definitely someone that gives me real truths when I ask his opinions on things. And I have supporters in my corner. Like I also have a team of yogis that help and run my yoga studio, run my corporate yoga. And I'm, surrounded by good people, which is amazing.
So tell us more. So COVID came along. You had the growth in terms of your online platform.
Yeah.
And the business has taken off from there.
Yeah. So since then, every month it's growing. You know, I've got an online studio. So basically every month there's a new theme. People can come online at me. I have a thing called a 7 a.m. club. So every day we're on at 7 a.m. live. And I feel like my yoga studio online is unique because it's not all pre-recorded. You're live. You're seeing people at home with their cats, their dogs. dogs, their kids, you know.
People have cameras on.
People have their cameras on.
Have they?
Now, they don't have to have their cameras on, but usually I get a little wave at the end. They turn them on and people are in their pajamas, they've got their sleepy heads, but they've done their yoga or late at night. And I feel like that is why mine is a little bit unique and people feel like they're part of a community.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you run all the classes?
All the classes online. Okay. I have a few of the weekends that my team take, but then I suppose I have my Sunrise Clubbers. I don't know if you've heard of my Sunrise Clubbers.
No.
So when we were locked away in that COVID time for a couple of years, I always said to my yogis, I was like, one day I'm going to get us all in the field together and we're going to get together and practice. And this was my Sunrise Club. So once a month since July 2022, I run a free sunrise yoga class, which is just about community, connection, and just kind of giving back a little bit. So every month we meet, usually it's the first Saturday of the month, even though this month it is the last Saturday. we go outside, we meet and a couple of hundred people come practice yoga for sunrise and then jump in the sea after.
How do you manage the stress of all of it?
The stress, I don't know.
Because yoga is, you know, a lot of yoga is de-stressing and relaxing, and but you're in the business end of it, which is very stressful.
I suppose this, like, it's my yoga. Like, if I don't get on my mat every day, I don't feel myself. And I suppose I didn't really know how much I needed this until it was kind of taken from me. So I'm in the Apprentice UK at the moment.
That was my next question.
You're there. So when I was in the Apprentice UK, it was filmed a while ago. You are waking up at 4 a.m., which is a real thing. And usually every morning I have at least an hour to myself and I do my own 20-minute practice before I teach in the morning. And this was an advantage, they said, in the show. So they weren't allowed to wake me up earlier because we have no phones, no clocks or anything.
Oh, wow.
And I suppose this really took its toll on me. And after being in the process for weeks and then coming home, I didn't really feel myself. I felt like I was a bit more reactive. I was just not sleeping as well. And I wasn't able to de-stress.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So my yoga is definitely every day. That's a non-negotiable. I'm on the mat myself. First thing in the morning, no one sees me, just myself. I'm up first in my house and do my yoga. That is my de-stress.
So we chat a lot about the business components of it. The apprentice is the next step in terms of business and the business growth. Let's put it back to then yoga in terms of what it does for people.
Okay, yeah. So it does a lot. We've got a long list here now it can do. So you can obviously get more flexible, which is incredible. Also strengthening. I always say it strengthens and lengthens your muscle. Also, it can help with, you know, anyone for injury prevention. If you are someone that might, you know, have, you know, a little bit of a niggly shoulder, it can build a lot of stability in the joints. And then moving to like the mental and emotional side, definitely can help with your mental health. That is, you know, the meditation is connected to yoga as well, the breath work. And I suppose really what it is, it does take a lot of discipline. It's not that easy. And I always say to the person, you know, they're like, oh, you know, thank goodness for yoga. You know, yoga's helped me do this, this, this. And I'm like, thank goodness for you, because you have been, you know, someone that's shown up for yourself. You've rolled out your mat. It's easier not to do that. It's like a fitness class or a run. You know, sometimes you'll look at your runners and be like, I need to go. And you'll make every excuse. And then when you just go, you're like, I can't believe I almost wasn't going to do that. It's the same with yoga. So the benefits are incredible. Like for me, it's given me confidence. It's helped me find a voice, which might sound a bit funny, you know, but it's helped me get to know my body more. I know when something's going on. I'm able to ground. I'm able to let go of things. I'm able to breathe through things. And yeah, it's really, really amazing.
And was the finding a voice, was that the platform of it? That yoga has become, from a business perspective, that you feel you have a platform and a voice to influence people with regards to yoga, or in what way?
Yeah, I would say finding a voice. I suppose I've always been someone that is probably, you know, loves to talk. Clearly, I can't stop chatting here. I love to talk, but I suppose a voice, as in being able to like spread the word of yoga, be confident in myself and own what I do.
Do you find men, there's more women than men in your classes?
There's definitely more women.
Yeah.
100% more women. I think I have an average of like one guy per retreat as opposed to 20 women.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, that being said, men are so welcome in my classes. My Sunrise Clubbers, though, every month there is a lot of men starting to come, which is great. It's really funny because, you know, when I lived abroad in New Zealand for years, there was always, you know, sometimes more men than women in the yoga classes.
Okay.
So I was kind of surprised when I came back to Ireland and it was very female.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel more men are definitely getting into it. Like my dad is 66 years young and he's doing yoga now with me the last few years. And I just feel like, you know, sometimes a guy needs to go with someone.
Yeah, do you think men are afraid of it? Or is there, or what are the reasons you think are for the split in genders?
I think that they might just feel a little bit self-conscious if they're in a room full of women.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm just like, just come, just go and you'll enjoy it.
And of course, men, they get tighter as they get older. That's, everyone does, but men yeah. particularly. So in terms of back issues, leg issues, hip issues, if they go to a yoga class, and I've discovered this as I get old in my 40s, when I go, I'm looser. Your body just loosens up. You have to put the work in to keep it loose as it ages.
100%. And also, you know, a lot of like our emotional stress can go into our hips, you know, tightness, you know, when you're constantly in this kind of fight or flight mode, the body starts to get stiff. And if you're not doing practices to help it stretch or you're not resting your body, then you start to get tighter.
What about the office worker then who sits all day? They from a postural perspective and a burnout perspective, they need to do it too.
100%. I mean, it's great to be able to get to an hour yoga class once a week. But actually for the body, if you can do a couple of minutes a day, I mean like 3-4 minutes a day of cat-cows, a down dog, or a little neck stretch, you'll probably in the long run feel it more or feel more flexible in your body.
Chat to me about the future then.
The future.
We've looked at the past, we've looked at the present, we've looked at the benefits of yoga.
Yeah.
Where does the future go for you now?
For Yoga with Maura, I feel like it's just getting around Ireland, you know, and I'm definitely starting to, you know, I'm from Wexford, I'm born and bred, I'm definitely a lot on the East Coast, and I just want to keep becoming a household name and getting my yoga retreats around. Obviously being on the Apprentice UK, I'm hoping it's going to help me take my business into the UK and even global. I have really big plans. And my online studio, you know, it's just been going from growing from month to month, and usually when people join, they stay, they love it, and it becomes part of their daily ritual.
Amazing. If people want to find you, where can they find you?
It's very simple. Yoga with Maura online and you'll find me.
And on Instagram as well?
Same, yeah. Same. Yoga with Maura.
It's been fantastic to catch up. I've really enjoyed our chat.
Thank you, Carl.
People get a lot from it, not just from the yoga perspective, but just that's it, the passion that you have for the grow. It's tangible. You can hear it. You can feel it. And no doubt it'll grow to take over the world. I've no doubt about that whatsoever. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in,
you
folks.
So
I really
much.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry. As ever, you know where we are, realhealth@independent.ie, at Carl Henry PT on Instagram, and you can find us on the Irish Independent website page as well. We'll see you next week. So long before. Thank you.